Let's all stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just thank you tonight for your love and your mercy to us. Thank you for allowing us to come together here like this evening. Thank you for allowing us to have these 2 weeks of Bible school. Lord, I just pray for each one of the children that are here. Lord, I pray that what they have learned these 2 weeks might be the little nuggets of truth that would stick with them through life and help them in those hard spots and the decisions of life. Thank you for each of our teachers, and Lord, thank you for each of the parents, the friends that are here tonight. I pray your blessing on them, and thank you for their interest and their support. Pray that you be with the children as they share their program tonight. Ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Okay, welcome you all here. Some ways it seems like Bible school has been going for quite some time, and other ways it seems like it's flew by. It's been a very enjoyable 2 weeks. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a real pleasure working with each of our teachers and the efforts that they put into it, and seeing all the students' bright faces each evening and the enthusiasm and vigor. We had right around 100 students every night. Most was, I think, 104, and I think the least 97. So it left a fairly small scope of figuring when it came to guessing the attendance. The offering, however, was a bit more sporadic, and I think the lowest was like $64 the first night and $1,600 the last night. So the offering was being, we're sending it to get the 101 Bible story books for CAM to go to children in a lot of different countries. And it was pretty interesting. Last evening, we didn't have the first chart filled. And after the offering last night, we completely filled the second chart and had to put several stickers up and down the side. So that will buy 1,150 books to go to of the 101 Bible story books. Well, our theme song this 2 weeks has been "We Serve a Great Big Wonderful God." And we're going to sing that for you right now. Children, you want to stand, turn around, and face the congregation? We serve a great, big, wonderful God.
Great, big, wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us, cares so much for all of us. Great, big, wonderful God. He will never, never, never leave us. He's always standing by to pick us up when we stumble.
Okay, children, I'm going to turn the time over to you and your teachers. Teachers can introduce the classes beforehand, before their programs, and we're going to turn the time over to you, starting with the nursery, and then we'll move right on up through one after the other.
To be with you all tonight, Jewel and I really enjoyed teaching nursery this year. As you can see, it can get a little bit interesting really fast. In 1 minute, it would be just all perfect little angels, and the next instant, just everything would be in an uproar. So we just really enjoyed teaching them, and it was a great class to teach.
Thank you. first kindergarten, and they were a lot of fun. We learned about God's gifts, and of course about little Wang Fu of China, and I really enjoyed it a lot, and I hope you all enjoy your evening.
I've got the joy down in my heart.
Where?
Abigail and I taught second kindergarten, and we learned about children from the Bible. They are a very lively and entertaining group, and we really enjoy teaching them.
Are his, the rivers are his, the sky.
The Lord is my helper. We love him because he first loved us. Be not afraid. The Lord is my shepherd. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice. Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. He is risen as he said.
I'm too little hands to work for Jesus. One little tongue his praise to tell. Two little ears to hear his counsel. One little voice a song to swell. Lord, we come, Lord, we come. Crying for childhood's early boarding. Lord, we come, Lord, we come. Come to learn of thee. I do little feet to tread the pathway up to the heavenly courts above. Two little eyes to read the Bible, telling of Jesus' wondrous love. Lord, we come, Lord, we come, in our childhood's early morning. Lord, we come, Lord, we come, come to learn of thee. I've one little heart to give to Jesus, one little soul for him to save, one little life for his dear servants, one little self that he must have. Lord, we come, Lord, we come, in our childhood's early morning. Lord, we come, Lord, we come, come to learn of thee.
I had the privilege of teaching the second graders, and we learned about God's friends.
So high you can't
discouragement, we can have true joy because of Jesus.
Of the Lord
and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek their face from Jacob to them.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah.
God is so. God is so good, he
lovely time teaching this wonderful group of fourth graders. This year they learned about God's love and forgiveness and the Ten Commandments.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Savior, teach me day by day what sweet lesson to obey. Sweeter lesson cannot be, loving him who first loved me.
The books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. The Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or anything that is on the earth beneath, or anything that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbors.
Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's.
Lord, prepare me to be a missionary. Pure and holy, try and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living missionary for you. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary.
Well, I had the privilege of teaching the fifth grade, and during the middle of it, I thought, well, God is either trying to tell me something or test me. And I think I found the answers. He's telling me that it's time I quit. And second, he was testing me to see if I could see my way through it. And I'm so thankful for Amy. She helped me through this 3 weeks almost. And if it hadn't been for her, I probably wouldn't have made it. We had 13 enrolled in my class, and I had 9 with perfect attendance. We studied the life of Christ.
country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch o'er their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
On the second day, we studied about Jesus, the Son of God, and learned about his baptism, temptation, and his first miracle.
On the third day, we studied about Jesus as a helper and learned how he was refused by his hometown, the calling of his disciples, and helping people.
There were 12 disciples Jesus taught to help him, Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. Jesus calls us to, we are his disciples, I am one and you. Jesus calls us to, we are his disciples, we his work must do.
On the fourth day, we studied about Jesus as a teacher and learned how he chose 12 disciples and 3 ways of teaching, preaching, parables, and miracles.
My master was a worker with daily work to do, and he who would be like him must be a worker too. Then welcome honest labor's fair. I want to be a worker, the master's work to share.
On the fifth day, we learned about how Jesus is more than a friend. He is a companion who is with us all the time.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
On the sixth day, we studied about Jesus as a comforter and learned Jesus goes with us through good and hard times.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
On the seventh day, we learned how Jesus was a king and ran the merchants out of the temple, answered the Pharisees' trick questions, and observed the Passover with his disciples in the upper room.
On the eighth day, we studied how Jesus was our Savior and how he was arrested, accused, and crucified by his enemies.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
On the ninth day, we studied how Jesus was
our Lord, and how he arose from the dead, appeared to his disciples, and returned to heaven.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, my Jesus is alive.
Go ye therefore unto all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
He's coming back again, he's coming back again. He went away, but not to stay, he's coming back again. He's coming back again, he's coming back again. Oh glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again.
Good evening. I had the privilege of teaching sixth grade, and we were studying the book of Jesus' teachings, and it sure covers his love toward us, has many encouragement to us in his word.
Thank you. what followers of Jesus do. We also learned a little bit about witnessing and being friends, and they were a wonderful class.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf.